What would you suggest to the youth of today to direct them to act and speak out and make a difference for the future in our society?
Well, I'll be talking quite a bit about this, mostly through my own experiences, for sure. I had a lot of really great role models in my life, my parents, some teachers, just individuals in my community. And I think that they're really instrumental in guiding us and leading us. So that's a challenge to the elder generation, really. But to young people out there who want to get involved, I think the first thing to do is ask questions. Ask questions about the world around you. And one first place to start that I often suggest is start asking questions about food. Because food is where your environment becomes part of your body. And food is where each of us as human beings are completely connected now to an international community. The food that we buy is from all over the world, and the ways in which it gets to our doorstep or to our supermarket, those have huge environmental, ecological, and economical repercussions. And I think that being aware of how we are connected to the greater picture, to the rest of the world, is really important. And only through awareness will we be able to start making decisions about how to do things better. And it's the first step to taking personal responsibility. A friend of mine likes to say that we're voting with our dollars, and I absolutely agree with that statement. And for example, when you buy anything from a product to some food, that money isn't just, you know, it doesn't just go to the vendor. It goes towards supporting the economic structures that provide you with what you eat. So you better know what you're supporting. And I think that awareness is the first step.
In terms of awareness, there's been a lot in the media, you could say, especially with movies and books these days, government watchdogs and whistleblowers and activists by the likes of Michael Moore and Noam Chomsky have had a venue to speak out and sort of reach more people. I was wondering if you've noticed a trend in people's awareness in regards to just all issues in general, social, political, environmental. Like I know, for example, here in Ontario, we just had a provincial election. And in Guelph, the support for the Green Party was up nearly 500%. That went from 700 voters to 3,300 supporters, nearly that many. I'm just wondering if you notice this trend in your travels and with the people that you talk to day to day.
I really am. I really think so. I think that the tide is turning. I think that if you look throughout history in general and just human nature, really, you know, we're always swinging from one side of the pendulum to the other. And I think that we've kind of, well, with the Bush administration and with many other trends, even in Canada, I think that we're really kind of on one side and we're about to swing back away from the kind of right-wing politics that we've seen lately. And I'm excited for it. I think it already is happening. I've noticed it in the conversations that I have with my neighbors, you know, just at our porch parties that we have with my friends, with people who weren't formerly very political at all, and now all of a sudden they're starting to talk with more of an interest in what's going on. I think we really have to make the transition to taking personal responsibility, though, and that makes me really happy to hear that voters are going out and voting for a new group like the Green Party or a different group like the Green Party. And that's what really has to happen. People have to realize that things aren't going to happen unless you or myself, I get involved. And I think that politics is a huge area where that's so true. You know, there's been such a decline in voter turnout and with general interest in politics, and especially from young people. And I think that, you know, that's just a self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course, we're not going to get very good politicians if we don't believe in politics. So we really have to get involved and take responsibility.